Hey, everyone. What you're about to hear is kind of a special presentation of a couple of series that Mike and I have available through our Patreon.
On it, we've got two things going. One with Mythified, where Doug tells a myth and we explore it. And another about Dreamscapes, where I walk you through how to work with your dreams.
We thought we'd make a couple of these episodes available to everyone, just to give you a little taste. They're about 20 minutes. We don't get as, you know, kind of tangential and deep into stuff as we do on the regular podcast, but they are kind of fun to listen to. And we'd love to have you come on over to the Patreon and hear more.
I mean, full disclosure, they're some of my favorite things we've ever done together, Doug. And we've done a lot of fun things together. I'm already loving these.
I love them. Dreamscapes and Mythified, two little mini series that we're doing together.
So head over to Flavor Country and check them out.
Bye. Enjoy.
yeah. Go.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Welcome to Flavor Country.
Brought to you by Mormons on Mushrooms.
So thanks for subscribing to our Patreon.
If you're here, that means the corridors of heaven have hushed with silence as they echo your name.
You are among God's select children. That's not too Mormon, is it? Is that fine? That's Mormons on Mushrooms.
It's based on a Mormon proverb, dude. It's totally Mormon. Of course it is. It's meant to be.
Saying, it's not too Mormon, is it? It's good, right? Yeah. No. All right. Everything you are about to hear is total bullshit.
Consider this every and all trigger warnings you ever needed.
We're about to talk about dreams,
folklore,
mythology,
and the stories we tell ourselves.
And none of it should be taken seriously.
That's right. Flavor Country is for
entertainment purposes only.
Should you feel anything, and we mean anything, you feel anything at all, please consult a therapist,
counselor,
or physician before you listen to this podcast. Again, welcome to Flavor Country.
Buckle up.
Let's ride.
Do we do one more take, or is that pretty good?
That seemed amazing to me.
Oh, I forgot this one doesn't have a countdown.
I was waiting for that countdown too. Actually, yeah. I got spoiled by the countdown.
Bam. So this is our first Patreon little content thing we're doing.
Yeah, man.
I started out and even just said the word content and I already hate myself.
I know. Already we've started off on the wrong foot. We're saying content again.
Yeah. But in speaking of content, I think this is going to be a fun one. So, you know, this first series that we're going to be doing, and maybe we can continue doing it because, like, there's no shortage that we can talk about dreams.
No, of course not, dude.
Yeah. And so
that's the gift that keeps on giving. I had a fucking crazy dream last night. Like, it's just always dreams.
Oh, that's what the cool thing about dreams that we'll talk about is they do just keep giving, and you don't need any sort of like drug. In fact, usually drugs often interfere with dreaming, but
that's right.
But it's kind of a trip, a journey you can go on every night, or that you are going on every night. So you might as well see if you can remember them and capture them and work with them. So I guess at least in the first few episodes, I was thinking of a series of like 5 to 7 episodes where kind of walk through step by step on how people can start working with their own dreams. Because, you know, working with your own dream is even a lot different than working with someone else's too, because part of dreams, which we'll get into, is that they kind of show our blind spots. And so I always have the hardest time with my own dreams or people close to me. Like, my wife and I, we share our dreams usually in the mornings, and I've stopped even trying to like interpret hers. It's just like, we're just sharing dreams at this point and it's fun, but her blind spots are also kind of my blind spots. And so, and plus you can get into weird dynamics if you're trying to interpret your wife's dream.
Yeah. It's almost like doing a tarot, you know, like if you pull a tarot card for your significant other or someone close, like if that shit is not like, you know, there are times when that tarot thing is maybe not the most conducive to like, things are great between us right now. And if that's kind of accurate at the time, it could be, the enmeshment or whatever can be a little bit tough. Same with dreams, right? Any kind
of thing. Like, hey, babe, I'm looking at this Ace of Wands. Is this saying more blowjobs? I think. Is that... See how well that goes over. Like,
I think less. Yeah.
So anyway, so let's talk about it. So in this first episode, what I want to talk about is like basically two things. What are dreams? And two, why the hell should we work with them? You know, what are the benefits of it? First off, like, what are dreams? I think if anyone tells you they know, they're fucking bullshitting you, because I mean, they're so weird and mysterious. And I think that's one of the things that mankind has been trying to figure out all along, is like, we shut down, but yet we still go and experience like a movie, like reality somewhere. And more than a movie, because you're feeling everything and you experience this alternate reality like every night, and it's fucking wild.
Yeah, dude. I mean, that's just it. Like, not only can there are experts on like the neuroscience behind dreams, the imagery behind dreams, what it is, what it means for the subconscious to be communicating with the like, there is all sorts of shit. Also, even there are experts on like the concept of sleep, but we still don't even know what the fuck sleep is, frankly. Like, we as humans scientifically are uncertain as to what the hell sleep is, right? We understand what it is. I'm being a little bit funny with that, but like, it's just our bodies are just hitting an off switch for an extended period of time and then turning back on and being like, oh, I'm full of energy again. Like, it's like recharging our battery. It's weird.
It's so weird, man. And so, I think, you know, from a scientific lens, I think there is something to, you know, for example, you've seen the movie Inside Out, right?
Oh, hell yeah, I have.
I fucking love that movie. But So in that movie, it kind of talks about, you know, the girl goes to dream at night or goes to sleep at night. And then I think she's dreaming, and it's like where everything she processed during that day is now being integrated. You know, we talk about integration after like a medicine journey. So I think there is a component that while we're dreaming, our brain is processing like what the hell just happened today. And there is some science, like the latest neuroscience, I think, backs that up in the sense that, so I just got done reading a book skimming a book for school, because it's a huge book. It's called The Master and His Emissary. Are you familiar with that one?
No.
Ian McGilchrist. I don't know if I would recommend it because it is so long, but there are a couple of good points that he makes. So he talks about the brain hemispheres and the interaction of the right and the left hemisphere, and how we kind of have it wrong in that we say that like, oh, we have it right and wrong, where it's like we talk about it in the sense that the hemispheres do different things, but they could all kind of do similar things. Some hemispheres are better, like the right hemisphere is better at creativity than the left hemisphere. But what it really is in his view is that our hemispheres are experiencing quote unquote reality through completely different lenses. So the left hemisphere is what, you know, is what knows that this is like a candle, right?
Right.
Whereas the right hemisphere sees everything in metaphor and the big picture, and almost sees it as like almost like an impressionistic painting. And so his view is that, the studies he's done or whatever, is that consciousness originates in that metaphorical space in the right hemisphere, moves into the left, and then moves back to the right. So it's like a circular process. And so if you think of what that means, it means that like metaphorical reality is like at the basis of the literal.
Oh man.
And you think of that even in like human evolution, like before we could speak or have like a lot of cognitive functioning, we were probably seeing the world through images and metaphor. And so I think there's an element of dreams. So a lot of what we're talking about, I think dreams, there's a lot of yes anding here to dreams. I think there is a part where our brains are just processing or trying to integrate these literal experiences into like this metaphorical reality. But I think they can also be so much more than that. Freud said that they are the royal road to the unconscious. And that's kind of his famous phrase. And Jung kind of agreed with that, but he took it a little step further, where he said our complexes are the roads to the unconscious, but our dreams are just like the nightly theater where our complexes are acted out in almost like mythic fashion sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Love where that. Instead of sometimes you will get like gods and goddesses or whatever in your dreams, but sometimes they come in the form of like, you know, the archetypal mother comes in the form of your actual mother or, so we have these, you know, Joseph Campbell talked about how, dreams are a collect, myths are our collective dreams.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. And then dreams are our personal myths.
I didn't know that. I can get down with that.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Honestly, that's right in line with our shit, man. Like dreams and myths and storytelling. That's like everything, right?
Yeah. And I was reading back through the notes, I actually took notes on this one, man. This is the first time I've ever taken notes for an episode.
Nice.
But it brings to mind that one dream you had of the fire god.
Fire god. Yeah.
Yeah. Where and then he gets defeated and loses his arm and takes it to a woman and then loses his power, but she heals his arm. If you would have told that dream 5,000 years ago, that would have been in some sort of religious text or mythology of some point.
Hell yeah, man. I still have as part of my personal mythology. Do you know what I mean? Like yeah. we are all some version of the fire god or some kind of god that has lost our powers and trying to learn them the old ways. You know, I still think about that.
Yeah. Fucking dope, right? Yeah. And so I think this is where dreams can get really fun. And so you can think of it in this way too, that like our psyche, there's a part of us that's always trying to speak to us through emotions or images. Like, you know, and that's what happens when we take us like a psychedelic journey, like the part of our mind shuts off and it allows this metaphorical part to express more fully. And so a trip becomes almost like a lucid dream. And I think similar at night, that part shuts down. And now those feelings, maybe we were repressing throughout the day, or maybe that we were, that want to kind of be released are coming up, and they're coming up with an image attached to them. And so just like if you're going to therapy and you know, you're like, look, you know, Doug said something to me today and it triggered this, or I talked to a coworker and every time I talk to this coworker, he just pisses me off. Similar, you can go to a therapist and be like, I had a dream and saw, like, Doug, before we hit record on this, you were talking about a nightmare kind of you had had. And it's like when you were young, but you can talk about, I felt these emotions and saw these images. And it's the same kind of thing, but only now we're working with a deeper part of consciousness than we would if we were just talking about like the literal things that happen to us during the day.
Yeah, man, I love that.
Yeah. And I think that's where, like, and that's why dreams, you know, it's like we experience them every night and they allow us access to those deeper parts of us. And that's where change, if you're really wanting to shift your reality or heal your complexes or, you know, create a better life in a way, like working with your consciousness at that level can bring just a lot of cool changes.
So Mike, let me ask you, because I think we're going to do maybe a series on dreams, right? We're going to do multiple recordings on dreams. So like beginner starting from scratch. Okay. I hear Mike talking about dreams and I want to start. What's like dream work 101 on an individual, personal level? What are the things I should do? How do I prep for it? How do I interpret? Like, what do I do?
Yeah. I think I want to get that into a few, can that tease for a future one?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Cause I think I do want to, like, in the next ones, first talk about like, all right, one, do you dream? If so, how do we capture those and retain those and start working with them? Or two, if you don't dream, how can you start inviting the psyche and start getting those dreams? I mean, you had that experience, right? You didn't dream much.
I did not. Yeah. When we first started this, I never remembered dreams.
Yeah.
Ever. So, in fact, to the point where I only remembered like four total dreams in my life, like that were like significant enough for me to have remembered. Didn't remember dreaming on a daily basis, on a nightly basis.
Yeah. And now you dream pretty often.
All the time. Yeah. And I have a big old, yeah, I, I have a lot more memory of dreams than I used to.
Well, and so that's the cool thing. So I think on the next episode, we'll talk more about like how to cultivate that, how to begin to invite your dreams and start retaining them. But when I think back, so I started recording my dreams a little over 3 years ago. Before that, I mean, I've always dreamt, but I don't know if I remember any specific dream from my childhood or growing up. During my mission, I was dreaming like crazy. I was actually shamed for dreaming. I had a mission companion who was like, he was so proud of the fact that he didn't dream at night, because he's like, oh, that means I'm working hard during the day.
And what kind of fucking hillbilly science is that?
He's like, do you sleep well? Then you don't dream. And so that means you're working really hard during the day. And of course, me, I internalized everything. I'm like, oh, damn, it means I'm not working hard enough. I need to work harder, because I had crazy vivid dreams as a missionary.
Like you're confessing, because you are a serial confessor as well. So you're now confessing to your mission president, I dreamt 3 nights ago. Yeah. I had a dream.
Well, especially when they were like at a sexual nature. Now it's like, felt like I was responsible for some of it or whatever. But the cool thing is since I've started tracking my dreams, I can remember dozens of dreams over the last 3 years, that I remember, just like I remember a good night out on the town, a memorable night, right? Or like the birth of my children, or like those memories in this like waking realm. I remember those experiences now. So it's like my psyche still went through it.
Same, dude. That's been the most interesting thing for me as you've kind of encouraged me to do this dream work, is that I have memories of dreams, just like I have memories of events I attended or vacations I took or fun times. Like the dream is with me. It's like part of my memory bank.
Yeah, right. And so it brings up the notion of like Jung talks about psychic reality, where whatever's happening with your psyche is just, it's those dreams, you know, now that they're memories. It's like, what's the difference between that experience and, you know, that night you did have out on the town or whatever? Like your psyche still had that experience of dreaming. And went through that journey. And in fact, that's when it starts to get really trippy, right? Where you're working with your dreams. And I think there's an element that your dreams start feeling more real and the waking reality feels a little more dreamlike, where, you know, like these synchronicities start to happen, or it's like you dream of something and then something shows up the next day and it's like, certain guides come in your life or archetypes come in this like waking reality at the right time in the right place, or I don't know. And this reality starts to like feel a little trippy too.
I mean, yeah, it's hard to be, it becomes hard to distinguish between the waking life, the dream life, the tripping world, like the psyche, the subconscious. Like it becomes difficult to line up those memories and remember what is the story we tell ourselves and what is an actual thing that happened in the waking world. Right. It's a cool. Yeah.
I mean, I think most people have had that experience where like, wait, did I dream that? Or did that really happen? But even you say, when that, did that really happen? It still happened. It happened in a different type of reality.
Totally. I just am careful saying it that way because I think there's a lot of us who have had the experience of waking up and our significant other has been like, last night in my dream, you cheated on me and now I'm mad at you for the next 2.5 days. It's like, what am I in trouble for here? I mean, so yeah, I guess it happened in some case, but also physically it didn't happen. You know, it's like, yeah.
Isn't that Ben Folds lyric where it's like, she's going to be pissed when she wakes up for terrible things that I did to her in her dreams or something?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, but I think that's where, why I love them so much and why, you know, I've noticed that as I've started working with them, people come to me a lot about their dreams, and to see people also get excited about their dreams. I mean, even our editor, Seth, we were chatting about dreams once and he said something really cool, which is like, he's almost in the mindset that our waking reality exists just to give us content for our dreams.
Ooh.
Like, so what if you start treating the waking world that way? That like, look, I'm just making associations and interacting here so that when I do dream, now I have a figure of Doug that can enter my dreams. And I know what that Dougness kind of, I can feel what that Dougness represents.
Dude, I love that.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's pretty dope. Just a couple more points on this one. One is the, I think working with dreams can help us access that creativity that we maybe think we didn't have access to. You know, we've talked about how like a lot of our songs have come from dreams. And I do think there's an element of working with this metaphorical part of our psyches helps us in making art and unlocking that creative expression that exists in all of us. We've just have lost access to it if we've been so focused on that left hemisphere, science and rationality and the literal. Yep. It can bring us back to the metaphorical and unlock that creativity in us. And then just in working with those in our complexes and quote unquote healing, it helps us see through the literal to the metaphorical. And I think that that's, again, where real change can occur is once you start working with that metaphorical basis for reality. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Now give it. Now, hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's actually come up with an identity. Like, what's the name of the identity that you're going to read this one as?
His name is Cool Joe.
Cool Joe, baby. Here it comes. Ladies and gentlemen.
The first name that came to me when you said that was Patrick, but I want to read it as Patrick.
Dude, I'll do it as Patrick. You do it as Cool Joe.
Okay.
You ready?
Maybe you start it and I'll do the next
one. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. As a reminder, the very best way to support this podcast is to just head on over to patreon.com/Mormons on Mushrooms.
There you're going to find bonus content, fun episodes, other shit.
Girl, we're talking about shit you have not heard before.
Never. Mankind has never heard these things before. So go on over to Patreon. But we'd also love it if you gave us a review. Just head over to Apple and give us a quick love over there. Quick love. Quickie.
Just a little bit of love on Apple. Listen, if you're listening on Spotify, that's cool too. Put up a 5-star if you liked it. If you didn't, keep your mouth shut.
Just maybe put up a whoa, yo, Flavor Country.
We love Flavor Country. By the way, Mike and I also accept just free pure money, and you can do that at Venmo. Mike, hit him with the deets.
Just put them in our pocket. Just give us some money at Mushmore, M-U-S-H-M-O-R, on Venmo, and we'll use it to buy some kombuchas. Just have a good time.
M-U-S-H-M-O-R. What up? Peace.
Give a fucking yes.